News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Craig Hughes is with us. He is political editor of the Irish Daily Mail. He is going to bring us up to speed in some of the stories that you might not yet have seen. At some stage, Craig, I do want your analysis, given the day job as political editor with the Mail, on Micheál Martin and the visit and the political implications for him back home. Before that, some stuff in the papers today. Sharp rise in ketamine byproducts detected in wastewater.
Yeah, I think this is a really interesting story. It kind of covers all the different drug classifications that your listeners might be familiar with. And their prevalence in Ireland. And that is the big headline figure, 40% increase in the detections of ketamine. Interestingly, cocaine was down 18%, ecstasy down 18%, and cannabis up 8%. I suppose what's really useful for these figures from a health perspective is that it allows the HSE to understand what drugs are in circulation, the prevalence of them, and to kind of move to respond in terms of how they advise people who are using these substances.
And it's at first glance you would think, well, this can be it is a spurious story. But the reality is, it actually maps with population usage for drugs. It's a very good indicator of what people are taking.
No, and like for the ketamine one, it looks across 66 different cities, and showed Ireland had quite a high prevalence over those. It's still 10 times less than our cocaine use, which is still one of the highest in Europe. And I suppose what'll be interesting to see how this tracks out over the next year or so is how that correlates with people seeking help for that substance compared with the other ones, which is always something that the HSE will be looking to keep track of. And from policy perspective, I'm sure it's very interesting data for policymakers to respond to.
You mentioned the HSE. There's an interesting story in respect of the HSE and the amount that they spend on security.
Yeah, it's quite a lot. It equates to 1 million euro a week. So these are
million a week.
Yeah. Well, look. I suppose if I'm to play devil's advocate, it's a massive body, and they were kind of at pains to say that look, there's lots of different things going on here in terms of some of that is for cash being safely brought off site. But look, I mean, you'd have to wonder how it comes to that amount weekly across the country, and how that relates to on a kind of a granular basis. Now, Carol Nolan, who got these figures, which were in the Mail today, says she thinks it's only the tip of the iceberg and she wants further clarity on where exactly this money is going.
My God, if it's 50 million quid a year, it's going to be one big iceberg if that's just the tip.
Indeed. Yeah, so it'll be, I'm sure she's looking for a more detailed breakdown on that. I mean, just some of the things that it covers are kind of access control, security improvements, maintenance, and then it's just stuff around patient requirements where additional security is in place that relate to prisoners, obviously. But interesting to see when there's a further granular breakdown of that.
Let's then move to the fallout or legacy, depending on how you look at it, of Patrick's Day. Donald Trump has insulted our president, and some would suggest that our president has insulted St. Patrick.
Yeah, there were eyebrows raised yesterday when President Catherine Connolly referred to St. Patrick as Patrick on four occasions.
You can't be on a first name terms with the saint, can you?
Well, I suppose, from my perspective, I'm an atheist, so I don't care, right? And I think that Catherine Connolly, President Catherine Connolly, obviously would come from the secular side of the house as well. And
would you draw the line at Paddy?
Well, I suppose look at who the people that matters to us. So Father PJ Hughes, no relation of Drummurden, County Longford, was quite critical in our paper today, saying that that there is a respect for the faith that should be upheld. There was others online that I saw criticising it. She did refer to St. Patrick in other occasions in her speech. But, then it got me wondering, if Keir Starmer was here, would it be okay not to call him Sir Keir Starmer in an official speech by the president? If the Pope was here, likewise. So, look, you can go on and on. President Donald Trump referred to Catherine Connolly as he instead of she.
I think we take a pretty definite position on that one as not being okay.
Yeah. Now, whether that was out of ignorance or deliberately trying to claim ignorance to kind of reduce his opinion of her. We don't know, but that was certainly his talking point from yesterday.
Now, that brings us to you putting on the hat of the day job as political editor of The Mail. Micheál Martin had a high bar set for him. He had to negotiate the meeting with Donald Trump and not embroil us, the EU, or anybody else in any further conflict. He found himself in a position where he had to defend both Winston Churchill and Keir Starmer, which was definitely unexpected. Did he get away with it?
No, I thought he did very well. I mean, when it started off, he was kind of sitting back and I was kind of going, oh, is this going to be similar to the German Chancellor, Friedrich Merz, who spoke for about just over 3 minutes, and he was there a few weeks ago, came in for a lot of criticism. He came out afterwards then and said, oh, look, we did all the talking behind the scenes. But the Taoiseach was actually, he took his opportunities to speak on what he felt were the two important issues. One was jumping to the defence of Keir Starmer when Donald Trump went on a series of tirades against him to defend his neighbours and allies. But crucially, when it came to immigration, and he was very delicate in his language here, because he said, you know, sometimes Europe is painted kind of wrongly when it comes to immigration. Now, when was the time that comes from? People in the US administration saying that Europe is, and Mr. Trump himself saying that Europe is a basket case when it comes to immigration. He laid out Ireland's position quite clearly in that, and his position that, look, Europe has tightened up its rules. We believe in legal migration. And then he pivoted to say that we should have legal migration between the US and Ireland. And it was interesting because when you kind of speak out or speak contrary to Mr. Trump's views, you don't know which way it's going to go, whether he's going to bite back and you know, you have a situation similar to what we had with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, where he really reprimanded him, and it was, you know, that became the main talking point. But Micheál Martin left having, you know, managed to get those two significant points across. One, jumping to the aid of our nearest neighbour, and two, setting what he believes is the record straight on migration. And then not really taking any punches anywhere else. So I think that'll be a job well done. I suppose it was interesting. My colleague Brian Mahan asked about the environmentalist singular taking a case against the ballroom at Donald Trump's Doon Bay golf course being held up by a snail. And what Donald Trump didn't seem to understand or didn't seem to have heard about it, he actually pulled my colleague Brian aside after the press conference and said, that was a very interesting question you had. I'm going to have to look into that.
Oh no, he's going to look into the snail. Yeah. Oh, no.
Which of course is very interesting because, you know, Leo Varadkar previously just took credit for saying he intervened in a planning issue for Donald Trump previously. So we'll await what happens now with great interest.
The other thing I noticed was Mario Rosenstock on social media pointing out that Micheál Martin has emerged from this taller in stature, literally, because Donald Trump is apparently 6'3", and Micheál Martin standing beside him is a good inch taller than him. And the last time we saw Micheál Martin, he wasn't 6'4", so he must have stretched while he was out there. Craig, thank you very much. That is Craig News. Craig Hughes, who is, of course, the political editor with the Daily Mail.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.